Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wanted to make sure that the fan is covering all facets of the sports world, and this one's very easy as we welcome in Mike Clemens, our insider covering Green Bay. And Mike, a sad day in the state of Wisconsin and for certainly the Green Bay Packer family.
Yeah, Bart Starr passing away at the age of 85, and this is a little bit of a shock, and I'll tell you why. Now, we know that Bart was standing there with his wife, Cherry, at the Pfister Hotel about 5 years ago in the spring at the annual Lombardi Foundation dinner. After Vince Lombardi died of cancer, Bart and Jerry Kramer and those guys put together these annual fundraisers to help raise millions of dollars over the last 40 years to battle cancer. And Bart announced that night, this will be my last event. I need to go and take care of my health. And within a few months after that, he suffered the first in a series of strokes. He had the stem cell research. Sometimes he had to go out of the country for it, cutting-edge things. Just a couple of weeks ago, we're up in Green Bay, and Bart Jr. was there to represent his father in a Bart Starr Award that was given to Cliff Kristol, the longtime Packers reporter. And Bart put up a video of his dad and Cherry with their well wishes from Alabama to Ted Thompson and everybody getting honors that night. And Bart looked great. He was talking. He threw a football across the living room. And Bart Jr. said, "My mom and dad are thinking about coming back to a game this fall." So he had sort of rallied. So to hear that he passed today is a little bit of a shock.
Mike, I was a little stunned by the news as well, and you're always taken by this, and it puts sports as a whole into perspective for sure. But having not watched him play as much as I would have liked to, and we see what Brett Favre has done, we see what Aaron Rodgers is doing. Explain to the listeners that may be a little younger, that did not physically see him play and didn't really know what type of quarterback he was.
Demeanor. Cool, calm, under pressure. You know, football was a little more erratic in the 50s and 60s, and they started throwing the ball more and more. But Bart Starr was the guy who stood in there. Of course, he had a great offensive line that was basically the power sweep and running with the football with guys like Paul Hornung and Jimmy Taylor. And Jim Grabowski was a guy that they had leading the way with Kramer and Fuzzy Thurston, et cetera. But Bart really became known for 3rd and 7, and he stood in the pocket, and he took the hit, but he always delivered these accurate passes and just moved the team down the field and in the clutch, calm and cool. He was against Johnny Unitas, who was also a tremendous quarterback and a leader, and these guys were the play callers. They weren't getting the plays in from the sidelines or in a radio helmet. They called their own plays. So that's what he was. And it led all the way up to when the team was older. They were banged up. They knew that this might be Lombardi's last season. And then they wake up to the NFL championship in Green Bay, and it's 13 degrees below zero. And still, he led them on a comeback drive with dink and dunk passes down the field and then the famous quarterback sneak, and he got the deal done. Then later he became a head coach for the Packers. He'd been an offensive coordinator, a broadcaster. He had a great offensive mind. But after about 8 seasons, he just couldn't get him to the next level. Force Gregg was out there. He had taken the Bengals to the Super Bowl. So he had a tough spell there. He got involved in medical supplies and was very successful in his 50s and 60s. But, you know, he went through tragedy after he left Green Bay in 82, 83. His son, Brett Jr., died of a drug overdose. Never quite dealt with the son of a famous guy. And Bart had to deal with those issues. And James Lofton had been in a sexual assault trial and came, and Bart was there in court when he was found not guilty, there to support James Lofton, because I know this man may have made a mistake, but I know he's going to turn his life around. And he did. He went into the Hall of Fame, became a coach, and now James Lofton's a broadcaster. That's what people remember Starr for, is he quietly was a man of his faith and consistent And he did it the right way, and he had this quiet leadership why everybody that ever knew this guy thought he was special.
Yeah, I think my two things were obviously the ice bowl, and we've seen many, many clips of that, and that's very iconic in the Green Bay Packer world. But also, you mentioned him being a head coach. I grabbed it at Seven Mile Fair, I think, one day in the mid-70s or late-70s or whatever. The media guide that had Bart on the cover as head coach, I still have that media guide, and it's him standing on the sidelines. I think it's a fist pump sort of pose, and he is the epitome and sort of the faceplate of the organization in my book. He really is, Mike.
Well, he is. You know, there's a picture too of Bart. I mean, remember, after Curly Lambeau left, and they had won championships, and they had guys like Don Hutson there, the team just was getting creamed every year in the 1950s, and they were 1-12 or so the year before Lombardi came. Now Bart had been there for a couple of years, and actually Bart did not start right away. Lombardi thought that there might be guys more experienced at quarterback, and it wasn't until there was an injury that happened that Starr got his chance. There's a picture though, of Bart Starr as they're breaking ground on what they called City Stadium, and later would be called Lambeau Field. And when you look at this 22-year-old guy picked in the 17th round, forgotten about in Alabama, because he was hurt his senior year at Alabama. That's why he got passed over in the draft. You see this 22-year-old young man as they're halfway building City Stadium, which should become Lambeau Field. It's an iconic photo because that guy was there at the turnaround. When Lombardi came, they won the championships, and they established what the franchise was all about, and the brand that's been there now 50-plus years.
Yeah, sad day today. Bart Starr dead at 85. Mike, we appreciate the conversation here. Good stuff.
You bet. We're going to have tributes all throughout the day, and I'm just talking to some of the guys, too. We'll be talking about it at length in Tuesday. Bill Michaels worked with Bart Starr closely for the last 10 years, and he'd call Bart and say, hey, you know, we need somebody for the Lombardi thing. Bart would call back 15 minutes later and say, I got a hold of him. I got his phone number. He's coming in. That's
wow.
The way this guy was. Thanks, Tim.
Great guy. You got it. Mike Clemens, our insider, covering Bart Starr and his passing in Green Bay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.